Attention, spoilers are beginning now.
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Stephanie.
Hi.
Eric.
Hey, what's up?
And Daryl.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, God, here we go. And today we're going to discuss Walking Dead.
Yes!
Okay, yes. Thank you. Somebody's excited. I love this. Okay, so we haven't heard from Eric. Well, you know, we haven't heard from Sci-Fi Party Line in a while, so we haven't heard from Eric in a while, Daryl for a while, or Stephanie, so I'm glad to have them back all as one. We're going to keep the kids together. They're not going to fight today, right?
What? I'm a delicate flower. I don't fight.
Okay, that's fine. Stephanie is feeding everyone.
What?
I'll take two slices.
Yeah, what are you eating on the podcast? Is that happening?
You can hear me eating. I'm sorry. I'm having an orange.
The blooming flower is eating on your show.
Okay, guys. No one wants to hear that. They want to hear about the show. So I felt like this latest Walking Dead episode, I don't know the name of it, but it's the one where they get to Alexandria, Virginia. And I just really want to talk about this moment in the show because we've been on like this really dark path where we come to places, Woodbury, Terminus, the prison where they can't trust anybody. There's always, the hospital, and there's always a fight, and they always got to do people dying everywhere. So we're going to talk about a few things, and then we're going to get to Alexandria. Now, I invited Daryl on here because I mentioned Walking Dead to him, and he said something really surprising to me. And what was that, Daryl, when I said, hey, you know, RIP to Tyrese? What did you tell me, Daryl?
The show is dead to me.
Yes. And Daryl said he quit watching. Now I'm believing, but you quit watching. What? Is that still going on for you, or did you cave?
I caved so I'd be ready for the show because he asked me to come on. But after that, I'm done.
So you got so upset that you wanted to stop watching. Like, why? Like, what was the fury?
Well, because I saw the T-Dog thing going on with Tyrese. Like, because Tyrese is the character that I know from the books, and I've been waiting for him to get in here. And then he gets in here, and he's all sensitive every episode. And I'm watching babies and me and a nanny and... And everybody else get to go out and do fun, you know. Daryl get to go beat tanks and stuff, and he's sitting around crying on a chair somewhere. I'm like, this is not right. This is just not character development. And then he gets some development, and then I'm like, oh shoot, I know what that means. When a black man get a little bit too much screen time, that means he's gonna be dead.
Eric, we didn't get to hear your take on the death of Tyrese. What did you think?
I don't know. I was already over it. I mean, I had strong feelings at the midway finale before that. You know, the episode before that.
Beth.
Yeah, and I mean that one was pretty shocking at the time. But then to have something, even though there was the break in between. To have a Tyrese, I was just, all right, okay, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe I was a different person back in season 3 when he was introduced. I was like, oh, yes, finally, la-da-da. But I don't know, I was okay. And I guess maybe I didn't find him as compelling either. I never thought about it until Daryl just said what he said. And I guess I was subconsciously probably thinking that too about his character. Not being the same as he was in the comic, and so then it wasn't as big a loss for me at that point.
Okay. Stephanie, how did you feel about the death of Tyrese?
I don't know. I was kind of in disbelief. I didn't think it was actually going to happen. I mean, I was like, well, I am really going to be upset if he lives. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to be really upset if he dies. And they just draw it all. They drew it out in this whole episode of Tyrese slowly turning into a zombie. And I was just kind of like, I couldn't tell how. I guess I was just going to be upset either way. So, and then, I don't know, the impact it could have had on me just didn't happen. It was a beautiful send-off for him, I think, you know. It was kind of weird to see all these people come back. But beautiful in, like in a weird way, you know, like in a gory, macabre, terrible way. Yeah. But I don't share the same opinion of Tyrese from the comics. I just don't. I didn't think he was that great of a character. But I read it after Daryl and Eric were telling me about him and like, well, you know, he's such a better character and blah. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait for that to happen. And then I got finished with Compendium 2 and I was like, nope, never happened.
Well, so, it didn't happen because it didn't happen for Tyrese because he died so fast. And this is spoiler for comic book people who haven't read the comic book. But since Tyrese is dead, it doesn't matter. Tyrese, you know, where Herschel got decapitated, that's where Tyrese was supposed to die. Yet on the show, Tyrese hadn't even been introduced. No, he was introduced, but
like, when they were in the prison, he was introduced.
Right. But I think it would have been really fast for them to introduce him and then like kill him that fast, you know, because I think like in the comic book, he was going out with Carol. He got a blowjob from Michonne. And then like he went in the basketball court and had fun killing zombies and then governor and then decapitation. And he was out. Really? Right.
Well, he also yelled at his daughter for having sex.
Oh, he had a daughter?
I forgot. Yeah, that stuff was interesting.
Yeah, it was. But also, he served as he was the thing, the person to kind of get Rick on his, get his head together again, because Rick was starting to lose it.
Yeah.
But he was.
I'm just, you know.
I don't mind Tyrese's character in the show, though. I mean, I think I kind of liked it better. And I know that he annoyed me during the first season opener, I guess, where he was protecting Judith and not wanting to kill zombies, and then Carol stole the show. But I don't know. I thought he was a cool character, especially when Carol looked him in the face and said she was the one who killed, you know, his love.
I agree with her for killing that lady because I didn't like her.
She was in it for 5 seconds.
No, on the side, but
why did you not like her?
Forget her.
I didn't really have any time to feel anything about her because she was on the show for like 2 seconds. In any case, I liked that scene that Tyrese and Carol shared where he looked like for a second there he was gonna totally kill her, and then he didn't. I don't know. He was a good actor. He had nuanced little things that he did.
I knew him from The Wire, so I knew he had chops. Like I've seen him act before, so I'm like, I know he can.
Oh my god, I completely forgot he was on The Wire.
And what was interesting in The Wire is he played he was a gangster character that in the beginning, and he went to jail for a long time, and then he kind of got his humanity being in prison to the point where he couldn't even take a life anymore. And he had to transition out of street life into something else and working with kids and all that kind of stuff. So you got to see him go from a stone cold killer to a person fighting for kids like that. And that was a long transition. So I've seen him run the gambit. So to see him be on this show and he just goes, like, I know Daryl is the coolest character ever. I got it. But they write him that way. Like, of course he's the favorite because they give him the best things to do. Carol was a pain back in the day. Nobody wanted Carol to survive. I remember those days.
I still don't want her to survive.
I did. I'm a big fan.
Oh, my God.
But now you do something called you develop her character. and you get really give her the good, the cool. She blew up a whole freaking place to save everybody. I mean, if you write her stuff that's going to build up her character, of course, more people are going to start to like her. That's what you do. You just don't toss a character aside, you know, just because you don't have anything for them to do. It, like, if they really, really, that was their plan to do that with Tyrese the whole time, okay, that's fine. But I really don't think it was even a point. I think they just made a big deal about bringing him because he was in the comics. They got a little buzz from that, and then they really didn't really need him because they had Michonne and they had Daryl doing kind of the alpha team stuff. They did the cool stuff. That's what they do along with Rick. Other than that, you kind of the emotional stuff, you got that with Glenn. He's the one that whines because he's usually crying about his girlfriend or something not being being unfair or something like that.
So you get a little bit of that guy. He knocked him to the ground in the last episode. It was pretty
great. That's the toughest I've ever seen Glenn. I couldn't believe when he did that.
Glenn has gotten a lot tougher. So let's go ahead and talk about this latest episode, and let me explain to people why this was my episode. And it's kind of great that Eric and Daryl was here, because last time maybe you two were together, we were talking about the thread count of sheets in Woodbury and women being sensitive and stuff like that. And this time we've gathered again, and the crew has gone to Alexandria and they have running water, soap, people are shaving, they have homes to sleep in, deodorant, clean clothes. Carol looks like a soccer mom now. It is glorious. Everybody has showered, and Daryl's crazy. He's like eating rats and who knows what he's doing, but I don't care as long as Rick, I forgot how handsome he was. Did you think that, Stephanie, or am I alone in thinking like, whoa, that's what's under there? I forgot.
Yeah, I did forget how handsome he was, but this is my least favorite part of the storyline. If it goes any way that it did in the comic, then it's kind of, I'm just not looking forward to it. So I couldn't get excited about it. I mean, how can you have a season opener, like season 5, episode 1, and then get to this point? Like, what a complete anticlimax. I've just been feeling meh about the rest of it.
But they got showers, Stephanie.
I don't know.
And they got clean clothes.
That should be a
two-parter. One person who needed a shower and a haircut the most did not get a damn shower or a haircut. That pissed me off.
I think he's going to do it next episode.
He looks dirtier. He looks more dirtier than he did the other shows.
His haircut is horrible, and he wears it like that just on the street. I'm like, please don't let that be in his contract where he has to keep that, please. But
the grim effect.
I was kind of excited when Carol like completely did this fake McFakerson with the soccer mom. Like when she was being recorded, she was acting completely not like herself.
It was amazing.
Almost as if to hide her strength for some reason. I don't know if she's being guarded or something.
No, but she did it on purpose.
Yeah, it's intentional.
Why? Right, she's hiding her strength. I don't know why.
What strike? To strike, if need be.
Oh.
He needs them to hit that. They're going to hit it, take it over, if it's necessary.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of the episode, though, when she's there putting on this show. And, you knew it was going to happen when she said, I miss that lovable teddy bear of a guy, or whatever she said about her husband.
I was like, what's happening? Because I totally don't understand, but everybody's clean, so I don't care.
Well, that's when I really went, she's playing it off. Like, whoa, okay, this is all a scam.
Yeah.
She wants Carol to get to the food.
She's been my favorite since season 3. I absolutely love her. I want her next to me in a zombie apocalypse until it's just the two of us. Then
she'll probably knife you. Yeah, exactly.
Don't call. Don't cough, don't sneeze, because then you're dead.
Yeah, she's going to burn you alive.
There will be no flowers in the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, my God. So, okay, but nobody, you guys were not, it did not feel like a triumph to be, like, seeing these people in these same raggedy-ass clothes for seasons upon season, them not having a shower, them just, I don't know. To finally see it, it was just, I don't know. I thought it was my favorite.
Well, they kept hitting you over the head with, we can't do this no more. Like, everybody kept saying that to him, like, we can't be on the road anymore, I can't take it. Like, Michonne... When she hit the guy with the sword and didn't even take the head off, it got stuck because she's so tired. And everybody's just looking like they just needed some Kool-Aid or some, just to sit down. And well, like, if you knew that this was cut. Like, they had to find some type of sanctuary because they all just kept hitting you over the head with, knock, knock, we cannot take this anymore. We have to find some place to go.
Well, and they hit you over the head with the parallelism between how Andrea fell in love with Woodbury, like, and she totally trusted it right away, and Michonne's that way with Alexandria. That was kind of annoying, because to me that seemed like a diversion, or I don't know, it just seemed like that's not who her character has been over the past
year. She should be most guarded.
I don't understand why she suddenly trusts these strangers, you know, just because they introduced two gay characters and suddenly she's like, yeah, I trust them now. I don't understand. That was exactly, I mean, they were
And that's the
like weak... nice and well dressed, and she was like, yes, finally. I don't understand.
I think that's the weakness though, kind of with the writing with this, because she's an alpha too, just like Rick is, and like Daryl, and it's like they pull her back a little bit so that Rick could be the one who's the stubborn one, who won't believe anything. And they have to convince him to kind of go along with it.
You know,
like, isn't it different? Didn't Rick, like, not trust these people? But he pretended to, so that he could go stake out the guns and stuff in the comic. I don't quite remember.
I want to go back and read it.
Kind of the same thing. They did do kind of the same.
This is like the most boring part of the comic. I just didn't like it at all, and I'm kind of depressed.
Because the civilization, like the whole thing. I mean, for people who have not read the book.
That's me, Daryl.
Yeah, for people who have read the books, you kind of get an extra. You kind of get a leg up on some of this because you see what's coming. Meaning, I'm not spoiling anything, but I'm just saying that now they're focusing on how do you take these people that have been out there for so long and had to do all these things, how do you put them in a situation where they have to be around people who are kind of not affected as much by the situation anymore? Like, they've gotten complacent because they've been safe.
Well.
But the problem with that is Alexander was kind of the same way too. I mean, not Alexander, what was the other place they went to?
Woodbury,
when they met Daryl's brother again and all that. Mm-hmm. They're kind of in that same place too, though. They're like, those people were kind of, they forgot where they were for a while. Well. And they thought that they were in this safe little town and everything was fine, and they weren't questioning anything, and they were just going along with the, you know, with everything else. It just seemed like it's the same type of thing. You just don't have a crazy guy ruling it, or do you? Like,
you got, you
know, I mean, that's the thing. Like, do you, you know, like, they keep questioning, is there something that we don't know?
Well, we got Captain Janeway leading Alexandria.
She's a different from the book, because it was a male in the book.
Oh.
Well, that's some differences. It could be a difference.
Yeah, different gender, but she seems like the same character.
Yeah. Except for in the book, they totally portray the guy as a real jerk. Like right off the bat, she's not really jerky.
They kind of portray him as a politician, basically. I mean,
right. Well, she's a politician too, but I don't know. It might just be the what she's bringing to the role.
Yeah.
It might just be that she's, you know, having a slow reveal where she's kind of a jerk. I don't know. And it's like,
well, I thought it was weird that they still have power enough to record things. and that she thought that it was a good idea to record them as they told their little stories. And like, what is she going to use that for? Like comparison, contrast later down the line? Is she going to study them? What exactly is she going to do with that?
No, I wasn't sure if that recording was going to play that type of role or if it was just a way, like more for the viewer's perspective. You know what I'm saying? Just a way to present those situations.
Have you guys seen, it's a British series called Survivors? It's a little bit of that same premise where there's been a pandemic and only a few people are left in the world. And they videotape people, even if they're just passing through, so that they can, like people who are looking for family members or whatever, so they can show it to them and try and connect them. I thought that was what was going to happen. I thought that was going to be a cool little thing to do, because I thought maybe they would show Morgan or something and bring Morgan into it, but it didn't happen that way. Instead, it just kind of served as, I don't know, it felt like that episode of MASH where there was this little documentary feel, or like The Office. So I was kind of like,
wow.
Timely.
You got MASH in a machine and you took us back.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that just shows you how old that device is, right? So
Or you
that
are.
That shows you how old I am, because I remember that so much.
Yeah, check out the LP editions of Sci-Fi Parlin when we discuss MASH. Oh.
Cassettes are so much better.
Oh my god. So I don't know. I liked her immediately because she reminds me of Captain Janeway. So maybe I'll be in a big shock, because probably she won't be like Janeway. But I like, she just has that, I'm the not really mother hen, but I'm in control. I'm diplomatic. I want everybody to feel like this is their home. I want you to feel at home. We have lots of room for everyone to grow and be at peace. And what I feel like is that in this instance, Rick and the crew is going to be the assholes, and they're going to end up coming in and shanking these people and causing craziness, you know, because they've been out for so long and they just don't trust anybody anymore. So it's just like, instead of like everybody else being the enemy, they're going to become the enemy and we're going to start to hate them, which will be interesting.
They are not prepared. Like, if there was somebody like a governor to come along, they are not prepared at all for something like that. Like, that is true. You see the little the asshole, little, her son.
Yeah.
Like, he's your security, your scout?
Well, no wonder. Yeah, they had like four people die or whatever, because they play with the zombies instead of just getting in and getting out. You're not supposed to do that.
No. And you don't, if you know your kid's an asshole, why would you put him in charge of something important?
Because that's her baby.
I don't care if that's your baby or not. If he's an asshole, he's an asshole. You don't. You don't.
No, maybe
you
put she's him hoping in... he'll die. Hello. If your kid's an asshole, maybe you just throw them in front of traffic. Like,
yeah, but he's the door.
Stephanie. Like, oh my god.
He's the door.
Oh, please. Please don't think I'm going to kill children.
I don't know. You're concerning me.
He's a grown man. If he's to that point of being an asshole, he's a grown man. It's okay to kill him.
Yeah,
she
I just don't.
Secretly is hoping that he makes a mistake and dies. I don't know. In any case, for me, it's just not believable that. Of course, everybody wants to find a place, a good safe haven. I mean, that's kind of been the whole thrust of the whole show, really, is trying to find a place to be a family. And the fact that they've been through so many more unbelievable things in the past, and I've, like, totally eaten that up, like, hook, line, and sinker, I cannot right now with, oh, yeah, we totally trust these people, even though we just barely met them, and this is going to be our salvation, and I can't. It's not entertaining to me, because it's, you know, they're not even letting in the, if they have these plans, the only subtle plan, I mean, there's Daryl, who's like sulking, okay, and then there's Carol, the only subtle message that they might take the place over was Carol, like, completely hiding the fact that she's a badass. And then finally at the end of the show, like, the Rictatorship comes out in Rick. But yeah, it just, everybody else was like, yeah, this is the place. The thing that was the most disappointing was when Michonne was like, yeah, this is totally the place. I'm going, no, who are you?
I agree with you. I agree with you, Stephanie, on Michonne and Andrea, because I was just like, wait, your friend was murdered by a crazy eye patch guy with gynae tools in a room, strapped to a chair.
Yes.
With a zombie on a chain that got loose from said chain, and she let out a scream that you could tell was a murder scream, and you heard it and all this, and all of a sudden, Michonne, you're like, we just like Daryl said, we can't go on no more. We gotta stop. We doing this, Rick. And I was just like, well, I don't
no sense whatsoever. You forget who you, it's like they totally forgot who they were writing.
Right, and she's all smiling and making jokes, which makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's Glenn. Like, Glenn is the one I would, you know, I is the one that you should see begging for them to stay at this place. Because he always wants to find somewhere to stay. I mean, that's his thing. Glenn is the new Dale.
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm the moral compass.
Yeah.
Hey guys, that's who he is suddenly.
And then his girlfriend whispers in his ear, and he's like, "I got to do what she says, so we got to stay." I mean, that's basically his thing. Like, I want to have a little family. I want to, you know, I want to have roots and stuff. So he should be the one doing that. Like, Michonne, no, not yet. Like, this Michonne changing in character should happen. They should be at this place for months and nothing happened. Nothing bad has happened yet. And slowly she begins to change. Like, that's how it should be done. It seems like they're trying to fast forward this to get to a point because they know that they can't be here for too long because then people will start to complain that this is the farm all over again.
Oh my God.
If they do Michonne like they did Andrea, I will quit the show.
Oh, like Daryl quit the show?
No, like, really quit the show. Not a Daryl quit. Not Australian rules, but, like, really quit.
Oh, my God. So, Daryl, I know, you know what? I think, like, if this was a series finale, I would be happy. Because everybody got a shower. Rick put on his
You uniform. Are stuck on the shower thing, huh?
I don't like people walking around being dirty.
But it's
they
the
look miserable.
Dead.
Look how happy Michonne was. She spent 20 minutes in the shower. Look at that smile she had, dude. That's what cleanliness does to your soul. Daryl, you should try it.
I wash every now and then. You ain't got to do that every month.
I think she was talking about Daryl Dixon, but thanks for that information.
Oh, you said Daryl. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was the white guy who's done
that. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm disappointed, Stephanie, that you think that. Okay, so you said the point in the comic book was boring to you, but what about this episode? Like, was that boring?
I feel like the last few episodes have been boring to
me.
Well,
like, the last few, that's Beth dying, Tyrese dying.
I didn't ever really like Beth.
Did anybody?
No.
I don't know. She was getting in the way of Daryl, but Daryl plus Carol, she was getting in the way with that.
That
so.
Damn singing, I swear.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's, you know, soap operas do that. Like, when one of their like, actors feels like they could be a singer, then they start incorporating that crap into the show. So when they start doing soap opera type stuff, I mean, if I don't get a cat fight, I'm not going to watch a soap opera. So.
Yeah, I need that.
Oh my God, you got it.
If there aren't shoulder pads and diamonds and a pool, I'm not watching it. And I ended up having to watch Beth sing. That wasn't cool.
So like, if I'm going to die and the last thing I see is Beth with the guitar singing... You best believe I'd be taking on her and trying to knock her out or do something to get her away, because yeah. That ain't going to be the last thing I'm going to be hearing.
See, Beth dying. dying should have been Tyrese's will to live. Oh, yes, there's no singing anymore. Yes.
Well, so what do you think they're going to go? That's fine. That's fine. What do you think that, I mean, because this it is going to be different from the comic book, but we can't just keep going from town to town and each town they leave burning because everybody they run into are a bunch of dicks. Like, it's impossible for that. Every town you come to just can't quite possibly be all made of assholes, you know?
Well, it's almost impossible to speculate on that if you've already read the comic.
Like, no, all three of you have.
It's going to taint, like, your thoughts, like, too much. Like,
tainted meat?
Yes, by the way.
Oh, but
cannibals, that was awesome. And now we have this. We started off with cannibals at the start of the season. It was amazing.
I don't know about you.
Stephanie wants a show where it's just they are fighting and running and fighting throughout the whole thing, which is not a bad thing. Like, but you would probably need a new cast like every couple of seasons.
I didn't mind the farm season like you guys did, but this,
it's only like two episodes. They have only been in the place one episode. And we got to see a blurred vision of Rick's ass. So
why do I care about that? I'm so sorry.
I don't know where that was coming from.
I'm just saying it was exciting. It was clean. It was clean. It was clean. And his face, he shaved. And I was just like, oh my God, you handsome. You walking around with your shirt off. He has a towel, a clean.
Are you watching the same show we watching? We watching The Walking Dead. Like, what show are you want
to
watch?
It's just really exciting for them to, after having been in the wilderness for years, that they can't, like, when Carl turned on the sink, he, like, looked at the sink, and he was like, it's not possible that this water is going to come on when I lift this up, because, you know, there's no running. And he lifted up, I was just like, oh my God, if you haven't seen water out of a faucet in, like, months or years, that's a big deal. And you guys, I know you go into your houses and you see water and stuff like that. Cool it.
I've experienced it before, and yeah, it's bad times. So I mean, I can relate, but
well, you can relate to what? You've been in a zombie apocalypse for years.
No. But the longest I ever had to go like without like normal comforts, like for cleaning and whatever, was like a week or two once. And no zombies, but just like being in dirt and sleeping outdoors and all that. That was one of the most miserable times I could ever remember. So, I mean, on that level, like, and I remember taking like an hour long hot shower after that experience. Maybe I'm trying to block it out of my memories and trying not to feel like what the group is probably feeling on the show.
Yeah. I remember I had to walk outside in the grass once.
It's miserable.
The mosquitoes and
you know what, you guys, I just never understand.
No, I'm being serious.
Stephanie wants to
though.
See the mayhem. I just want to see these people take a shower because I know they stink.
No, I'm all for it. I mean, I don't know. I guess.
Well, I don't have to smell it. I mean, I'm just watching.
What if we had smell-o-vision, Daryl, and we had to smell like zombie carcasses? Or Carcai.
I would stick to the Food Network and I wouldn't watch nothing.
Do you know who needs a haircut?
Who?
Emo Carl.
Oh my God.
And he's going through his like Harry Potter like part 4 phase.
He is.
Oh, I thought maybe we were done with the stupid hat, but he took it off for a while and then he put it back on.
Oh, well, he got that girl is driving him nuts trying to figure out what's these hormones going on.
Oh, so is he finally going to get laid or what?
Wow.
What? How old is he?
Is he like 15?
Yeah, he's probably like 15.
On the show, as his character, how old is he?
Yeah, he's probably like 15. He's probably 15 in the show, his character.
How many years? I thought he was 10 when this started.
I think he had a birthday.
But it's been like 5 years, though, or 4 years.
Yeah.
It has? I thought it was only 3 years.
Have they labeled that it's been 5 years, though?
It doesn't matter. He's growing hair on his
chin. How on earth had they just been dicking around in Georgia for 5 years?
Not five, more like four-ish. Yeah.
4 years?
Even five so, I thought it was just three.
Well, how do you dick around in Georgia for 3 years or 5 years? It's still the same. It's, I mean, it's not the same length of time, but it's pretty long.
Speaking of location, that if anything, the only thing I got, Alexandria in the show didn't look like how I imagined it from the comic, or just because I lived close to Alexandria once, and I don't remember any part of Alexandria looking like rural Georgia, like the way this Alexandria looks. I don't remember anything. Like, I mean, that's not really a big deal. It's my own personal problem that I was like, where is this in Alexandria? This doesn't even exist. But in the real world, but all right, whatever. It's no big deal.
You know, they have wooded areas, I'm pretty sure. You know?
Not really.
There's
not really any suburbs in real Alexandria.
Or well, isn't it a suburb, like, really?
No.
There's like 50 drive through Starbucks in Alexandria, and I didn't see a single one.
It's in ruins by now. Yes.
I guess. That was the first one.
It's the urban. There's no rural area. Because once you get to rural areas, you're out of Alexandria at that point.
I went after the hipsters first.
Well, if Carl was here, he'd be able to tell us because he lives there. So.
Yeah, but he's flying case around in a super point. Fan suit. So he don't.
Anyway, he's off being grumpy to himself.
Oh, and on foreshadowing in the show, and who knows if it'll tie with anything in the comics or if it'll be its own unique thing. Like, don't know. But I didn't find this myself. But I've read on the internet. But in the last two episodes, if you look in certain places, there's been some graffiti, like painted on walls and things. Very Doctor Who-ish. But a lot of wolf graffiti. Well, it's like referring to like some.
Is Christopher like Eccleston?
I don't know, but something about wolves, and don't know if that's like a gang or something that like it seems like
something's got to be coming.
Yeah, but there's that graffiti, and that may be a unique storyline to the show itself, or it could refer to things in the comics. It's unclear, so we'll have to wait.
But I bet you. I mean, even comics aside, there is going to have to be. Something that's going to threaten this place for them to have to
do. Yeah.
But I'm so bored with that. That's like the only thing that this show is about.
What else could you? What else are they going to do?
I don't know. We could take showers for a season, and that would be great.
And Stephanie would blow that show up. She would die for to take that.
We could take like slow motion showers of Rick.
Wow.
She would open the door and send zombies in there just to start taking people out.
I mean, I just think it deserves a break because after so much woe and misery, it's like it was just fresh.
What do you mean break? You want us to just sit and just watch them just hang out?
Well, just for a while, because it's exhausting seeing them just going through strife all the time.
It's like the apocalypse friends.
They all play guitars together. And
you know, they got to get some sleep or something because, you know, they didn't even want to relax. Rick and Carl went out to some shed or something. They was like, all right, we don't want to get soft. Let's start stabbing zombies. And then they just... like would not calm down, like just chill out for a second.
That would be weird though. I mean, that would be
what would be weird
if they all just calmed down all of a sudden and just went to, you know, take a nap. Like that would be really out of character
to take a nap, because like this is the first time you could be able to take a nap without.
It's too soon.
I'm always for a nap. If you could take a shower, you could take a nap. And
look, I love naps. I would love naps all the time if it could be possible. But, I mean, if there's zombies outside the door all the time,
in a gated community, Daryl.
Yeah, but you're adding, like, you think about it. Zombies don't die out. They have never they haven't established that they get old and die out. Like, they just stay zombies, right? That we don't know that.
Well, they kind of established, I mean, that nastiness with the one, like, skin ripping off the zombie in the last episode. So they are kind of...
long time to get to that point, wouldn't it?
Yeah, didn't they say... Oh, man, I might be mixing up my zombie stuff, but...
I guess it would be if they don't get anything to eat, then they don't have anything for the virus inside of them to work off of.
I thought they were still decomposing, but at a much slower rate, and so it takes them a long time to die. But that could be lore from, like, World War Z. I'm so sorry. No, I'm confused.
I know what you're saying,
honestly,
though.
I can't remember if they've mentioned that in either, like, the Talking Dead show or from the letter hacks in the back of the comics. I know I've heard that topic brought up before.
It's been in the book, I think, too, if I'm not mistaken, like, saying that the body, even the zombie body, needs substance.
Love.
I thought that was at the CDC, but I don't remember now. Brenner or whatever his name was, Jenner, said something.
Even in the books, if they have a lot of bodies to eat, you know, they've eaten a lot of people. You have the zombies that have even gotten fat off of eating people,
like the zombie in
the
well.
That's a bloated zombie.
But then if it has nothing to eat for a long time, then it's starting to decomposition just occurs lot faster.
Actually, even in the comic, there's like different grades of zombies in the comics. Like, there's
the
some
slow
that are
ones, and then there's
some that are like more like...
Yeah, fresh ones. They're faster. And then you got the...
Yeah. The fresh ones are faster?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And stronger.
That's interesting. Because I wonder why some of them just, like, you know, are so fast and, like, they're outrunning them. And then I'm like, okay, this is like the thriller video or something, and it's just not cool, and I don't get it.
And herds. Like, you would have to worry about herds again. Like, that would not be something.
Oh, my gosh, that would be so awesome.
Because that's not something that would go away. Like, eventually, if they're people that are smart enough not to be on those areas, they're going to migrate to try to find other people to eat.
The best part of the last couple of episodes have been when the zombies were present. So when Glenn's, like, punching it and they're driving through all the bodies with, like, all the guts and stuff getting in the grill. And awesome.
I would watch the herds. Like, it'd be amazing to see the herds of where they would go. Because if you think about it, they would get tired of where they are, and they would start to migrate. By instinct, they would start to migrate to other areas because they've run out of food.
Yep.
Or they just, like, stand around like they do. Because sometimes they just stand around if they don't have food, yeah?
Yeah, but they still have a group of those thing, a group of them that were walking, like, they didn't all separate.
Well, I think
I'm
even
surprised that they didn't bring a herd with them when they're, like, pushing zombies off of the bridge and stuff, and they're all tired. I mean, at the beginning of the show, zombies were, like, able to hear them from miles away, and they're following you, they're hunting you, you just can't see them yet, and that kind of stuff. And as the show's progressed, zombies have gotten way less situational aware. Like, the situation is, like, not there.
Yeah, you notice that.
No, and they're supposed to have, like, super great smell and all this stuff, and the zombies lately have just been kind of like, hey, what's up, guys? Want to run over with your car? Okay.
Oh my god, whatever. I think these characters, what if we just had like a whole season where they really, you know, had cooperation, they build a community, there was, you know, just maybe, you know, get jobs where they can create currency, and then, like, have a stock market.
But you would have to fight for that, because if you think about it, there's got to be more than, I mean, there's plenty of governors out there and plenty of, you know, people that would take your area. I mean, they would kill for that. Who wouldn't kill for that?
Well, like, I just don't understand the mentality of somebody coming in. Oh, you have all this great stuff. Let me kill you and take it. Like, join it.
You don't understand?
Make it. Yeah, oh. No, I don't. Like, join it and make it better. Don't kill it and take it, because if you kill it and take it, you are probably a dumbass and you're going to run it into the ground.
Well,
it's
people
not
do
be
that
speed.
Now.
It's the oldest story in time.
Yeah, like, people do that now.
Yeah, but yeah, people are forever. Stupid. But yeah. People are stupid because, like, if somebody's building a really great society, just, like, go in and chill out. Don't try to take it over, because 9 times out of 10, the people that take it over make it worse.
Well, but you realize that that the people who share your sentiment are like the fodder.
Yes.
So you're like, absolutely. Yeah, let's cooperate. You only have to not cooperate once for the point to get across.
Exactly. Well, you know, in my cooperative, I'd have guns.
Yeah, but you're sleeping. You didn't took a shower and you went to bed. So,
That's only for one night. I'd have
it only
guards.
Take one night to shoot you while you in bed sleep. Like,
you know what, Daryl? Our connection with you is breaking up. I'm sorry. I can't hear you anymore. I can't hear you anymore.
The napping community is dead. I mean, it only takes, everybody take a dead. Nap. Then it's the Stephanie community that took over. Then they don't
hell
do that.
Oh, yes.
It'd be like the HBO show where the kingdoms fall and rise and stuff.
No.
It'd be the napping fall and then
that y'all just kingdom need to chill out. I think everybody just need to chill. Maybe I should find a zombie community on the West Coast. Everybody's just chill, you know? Just chill.
All the zombies are high.
Yeah, everybody's just like chilling out. And they're like, yeah, man, let's not do it that way. Let's find a better way.
That community that was high.
So like basically like the True Blood, but for zombies.
Okay, guys. All right, we're not talking about anything anymore. But so I don't know.
You're on to a great point though, because if they're going to go the route of trying to establish communities next season, if that's the new thing, first and foremost, they're going to have to deal with is this community is not ready to defend it. Like, they've been lucky; nobody's probably found it yet. But all it takes is one group of guys who are not the good guys.
But why Janeway wanted Rick's crew? Because they were kind of ruthless and rough around the edges, but with a heart of gold?
We don't know. I mean, it's one thing to say that you want that, but then what if something happens and then Rick starts talking about, all right, I'm going to train you to how to use this, and I'm going to train... Like, that could go out the window. Like, you say you want security, but then when I start, you know, like Rick starts implementing things to make the place more secure, people start talking about human rights and stuff.
Oh my God, Daryl.
Right, it's true. That's like, that's something they'll have to deal with. Like, what's the difference? What do you really want security?
I do. I want security so I can take my nap.
Or do you want to be able to take your naps and stuff? What if he said
the reason for security is so you can take a nap. So you have round-the-clock security. Everybody takes their turn. You get second watch. I got first watch. Second watch taking their nap. Third watch is Stephanie. She's, you know, everybody coordinates so everybody could take a freaking nap and a shower and get a meal, and then you get stronger as a society.
Forgot about something. Creepy husband guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's trouble. That's you know, like, Walking Dead is not subtle about things.
Really?
So, Jesus, the silhouette. Hey, how are you? Like,
now, if they had other people talking, you know, that could be a skit, right? Hey, I'm going to have to do something, and you're going to have to kill me later, Rick.
Oh, my God.
Rick had that look on his face like, oh yeah, I know I'm going to have to cut this dude up or shoot him dead.
But did you see Blondie was from American Horror Story?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't remember what her name was. Sarah?
I don't know. That seems like a great name. So, well, you know, she didn't mention her husband. She just mentioned it was her and her kids. But dude was like, oh, so you know that was my wife that gave you that.
I know. Hook. And she totally did the whole, like, I'm going to ask you if you're single, but not really ask you thing. Where she's like, yeah, you and your person could come over with Carl. And he's like, oh yeah, I don't have a person. And then she's like, oh really? Oh yeah, that happened. And then the husband came around and I was like, I don't remember.
Yeah. You see what she's doing? She's doing a Lori is what she's doing.
No, what's gonna Lori, happen? We'll see. But see, she saw him shirtless.
She know her like, husband is an asshole. She know that. The town probably knows it, right? You know that they're not going to go for this dude. This dude with the abs and the next dude coming up in here. Like, I didn't put up with her all this time and she didn't put up with me. And then the abs come in my house with the kids. And I was supposed to be all right with that? Nuh-uh, I'm drinking beers. I'm on the porch going, ho-ho-ho-ho, how you doing? I live here.
This is Carol and her husband all over again, I bet.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know how far they will go with that. I don't know.
What do you mean, Eric? What are you talking?
No, I'm just saying, I don't know. I gotta tread lightly on spoilers.
But it's an obvious this guy's gonna be trouble. I mean, that's an obvious.
Although, wait, Daryl.
Although it is cool when the TV show flips something on its head from the comics.
What, like Tyrese?
Or, I don't know, there's things that, you know, it went this way there, and then we just flip it around.
If they turn around and make it that the wife is crazy, or she does something, or she kills the husband, or whatever.
That guy's not trouble. He just smokes and talks to people in the dark. That's all. Like when Rick comes up to him,
he's just depressed. He's emo.
He goes, "Hey man, I really want to thank you. You're a cool guy. I do."
He's like, "I've got a speech impediment where I talk like this." At first, it seems threatening, but then you get to know me.
Rude. That's like Captain Kirk.
What if he comes out the shadows and Rick kills him, and he really wasn't a crazy dude who was trying to kill Rick. He was just a big dude who just was coming out and they ain't got no lights on right now.
Yeah. So
just, you know, and he wasn't in that mode.
It's a very smooth story.
What do you do with that? What would the community do if he killed that guy?
He has a developmental problem. Like, I can't speak right now.
Like, my bring dudes home and I'm still here. Like, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
You know, okay. I'm lost.
I really just want an up. I just like this episode because it was uplifting. It was not that crazy. We're behind safe walls. I don't understand how you guys aren't all over that, but that's fine. You're crazy. I know that now.
Why would that be crazy? We just cautious. Me and Stephanie want to survive the apocalypse, okay?
I'm pretty sure Eric does too.
Eric wants to survive, right?
I want to survive, but I want to survive with class.
You just want a nap. You just want to nap if you want to be clean, okay?
I do. I want to be clean, and I want to take naps, and I
you
want...
You know who dies first? The people that just want to be clean and take a nap. They're gone. They don't survive this world.
Well, I think, because I put up, like, things in place to be able to take my naps. Like I said, I'd have hardcore security.
Well, like robots and stuff? Because, I mean...
Oh, Daryl.
Because you constantly have to be on guard. Like, that's the
thing. That's why you hire a security team. So why you sleeping and napping and getting waved with leaves by the cabana boys and then, like, sipping martinis.
I raised my head. Teacher.
Mm. How do these people live so long and they don't have a security person already?
Because they just died.
Good question.
I just need to know that.
Yeah, How do they have stuff? And
because those people just died. Yeah.
Is their son wearing a members only jacket?
Oh, I mean, come on.
You know what? That totally reminds me.
Why has no one brought that up?
This episode reminded me of an episode of Revolution back when you forced me to watch that.
I don't want to think about that.
That's one of the things
I didn't like about Revolution when I was watching it. Was that everyone looks so creepy?
They forgot to make people dirty. Like,
yes, absolutely. And the same thing in Falling Skies when I was watching that show as well. Like, everybody was so clean, relatively.
Yeah, wow. they just the hair got longer when they were mad.
Oh my god!
That was how you knew they were out.
Appreciate the dirtiness and the grittiness, but sometimes I just want them to be able to run across running water. And when they do, like in this episode, I want to celebrate it, and I don't want to be called out for celebrating naps and showers.
I'm
not opposed to it.
I'm not opposed to it. Like, if you offered it and we in the apocalypse, I'm going to take it after I kill you or tie you up or
really?
Something.
Really? Oh, my God. You're a horrible person.
I don't know if you're going to kill me if I go take a shower and a nap. I don't know.
The thing that's funny to me is, yeah, there's a difference between, like, bathing and taking a shower. So, taking a shower is a luxury. That doesn't mean these people can't freaking bathe once in a while. Like, find a stream and bathe once in a while. The fact that they were so grimy and gross, I don't know what they were doing. Or were they trying to survive that way and have zombie guts on them or something? But they could have. They had several occasions where they could have gone to a river or some kind of body of water and had a bath.
But they don't walk that far.
Oh, that's right.
They go in circles and shit.
They were in the drought area of Georgia for 5 years.
Like, this is the biggest group of not going nowhere people I've ever seen in my life. And they have cars and shit, and they still don't go nowhere.
Oh, my God.
It makes no sense to me why y'all have all these vehicles and shit. They were finding vehicles left and right, like, last season. And y'all didn't go nowhere.
No. Well, they're in Alexandria now. They were like in Georgia and boom, and Northern Virginia now. So they saw the shadow of DC from afar. They saw the like capital something or another. So, you know, we're in a good place, right?
Maybe. We don't know that yet. We just got there. They don't know.
Well, I'm positive. I think now that everybody's had a shower and a shave and a et cetera, I think it's going to look up on this show and it's going to be a happier place.
You know what? Everybody dies next episode.
You know what? I can't help it because I'm positive. Don't hate me because I'm a positive person.
And what also worries me is... Everybody hates Chris, got another job already.
You know he's gonna die.
Yeah, he was totally a short timer. He's limping already. They're gonna leave him. He's gonna be running, and then he won't be able to make it, and he'll die. But he'll do something heroic. He'll, like, save somebody. Probably the next singer of the bunch.
Oh, God.
What, Blair Underwood will come into this show, too? Off another black guy.
You know what? Maybe it's Daryl. Maybe Daryl's so grumpy because he has a song he needs to get out of his heart.
Oh my god.
That's what it is.
Oh, okay, guys.
Daryl ain't even making sentences right now. He's like barking and growling.
He's turned into like third season Michonne.
Yeah, he is anti-civilization, basically.
Like, he was living like that the whole time. Like,
yeah, he was the hillbilly when they had places.
He's like, oh, they got running water. Fuck that.
Yeah, he was eating. You know when he eating that food out that jar? You know people would like, you eat it, but you get a little sick before you eat it. Remember that episode with Beth? He didn't even pause. He just started eating food. When you eating stuff out of a jar like that, that tells you your life has not been taking showers every day.
Yeah, no. And I love the way he like got that, what was it, a rat or a possum? Ooh, we got dinner. It was...
Yeah.
And it was like, that's fine. Just let him in. It's fine.
You know, it's...
It's fine. Just let them in. They look really, I don't know. Just let them in. It's fine. They look really sketchy. So
really, I am curious to see what they are going to get away with. Because so far, even when people complain about this show like me, the ratings still go up every season. So I'm really curious if people will keep going with this show. If they do decide to stay at this place.
For an extended,
for a certain amount.
You know they won't. They're gonna, something has to go. This place, they will leave it in flames, like always, with Judith on his hip and a shotgun in his other hand. And that's just how it is. I just love how he was all threatening and he had a big plump baby on his hip. Like, and then all he was like, Sasha snapped his fingers. Sasha turned around, shot a zombie, was like, what? And I was just like, wow. Yeah, what an entrance, folks.
Well, they did. Like, when you go into a town where even Glenn is the toughest dude, like, that really makes me look at the town like, wow.
Guys, Glenn is brave. He totally was brave from the beginning because he was a little scrappy scavenger
guy. But Glenn ain't tough. It's a difference between brave.
Oh, poor Glenn.
Glenn is fine, but he can't be outside by himself for too long.
Well, can I spoil something in the comic that I thought was funny?
Okay.
So Glenn actually says to Maggie in the comic, he's like, yeah, I think my number's coming up pretty soon because I've had a whole bunch of close calls and all this stuff. It's so true. These people, like, one time they let their guard down and a zombie gets them. How many times has Glenn had?
A whole bunch of times. He went in the damn tunnel. When they told him don't go into the tunnel, and he almost died.
I know. It's like poor Bob. Think about Glenn.
He just wanted a drink. All Bob wanted to do is a drink. He just wanted to give himself a little drink. He wanted.
Oh, what happened to the preacher guy? I was looking for him.
He's still there.
Creepy preacher's there.
I didn't even see him in the last episode.
He was a waste in the book. I don't even know what they're gonna do with him.
I mean, he starts to have something happen to him in the book, but like, I don't know. I really liked him from The Wire.
Yeah, so they just get everybody from The Wire on this show.
Don't use him. They say.
I hope that they do something different with his character, though, because I agree with you. His character in the book was like nothing but annoyance.
Blasphemer. That's like basically what he did. Was what his thing was.
Yeah, he doesn't have any real, like, inner turmoil at all in the show. He's just kind of there.
I locked the door, and that's all he got.
And he could have been so much more interesting. They need to do something with him. I was looking for him. I'm like, oh, do something, priest guy.
Well, they had kind of already did. You know what it is? I think with him is they already kind of did that with... who's the one that I miss so much? Herschel, I think his name was. Right? That guy killed with the leg. He lost the leg.
Mm-hmm. The guy killed with the leg. Like
he got killed. He got decapitated.
The whole thing of what does a man of faith? How do you deal with this world? I mean, this goes against everything you've learned. You know, like everything you believe in. This goes against all of it, all your principles. Like, how do you deal with that? They've already done that kind of already, so you can't even really do that with this guy.
But see, I thought it was gonna be like this, once I realized that they weren't going to go the survivors route with the, like, oh yeah, we record, you know, people, we record messages for people, even if they're they're passing by, just so they can connect family members with each other. When I realized they weren't doing that, then I'm like, oh, it's kind of maybe a confessional, maybe? Mm. So it's like, in the same vein as, like, the real world. I thought maybe he would, like, open up in the confessional and be like, oh yeah, don't trust these people, and blah blah, but he didn't. He did nothing like that. It was really boring. Yeah. So many missed opportunities for people to be real dicks, but it didn't happen.
You people, I don't even. I'm done.
Well, done with all of you. Got to do something. I'm like he has to do something. I guess he'll die in a group. Maybe they'll just kill him and everybody hates Chris at the same time.
And they'll be both heroic, and then, like, Sasha will die next. And
well, I thought Sasha was the one that was going to bite it.
I mean, I guess she's tough, but so is Daryl, and there's a redundancy, so I don't
know. Yeah, but how many tough black women can you... Like, she can't be too tough because that was Michonne. She can't, like... They don't know how to write the same type of character. They don't know how to put them in the same room for too long and have them deal with each other. Like, they wind up either changing them completely, like Michonne is now, being, you know, she's kind of changed from you know, what her character really is, from what it has been written as all this time, to kind of make it so that she can be around Rick like this. Because Rick is super duper, you know, alpha. I'm taking everybody out. Like, if I got to take this, I'm taking it. If I got to knock you out, I'm going to knock you out. Like, that's Ricky. He real tough. Like, this season, he really, really got tough. I mean, Daryl is practically a wolf. Like, he's practically in trees, like, waiting to jump on somebody at a heartbeat. So it's like, there's really not much. What are you going to do? Sasha. Like, Sasha can't be the tough, like, oh boy, another brooding person from the group is going to sit around, you know, brooding about stuff that happened already that we don't even really know about.
I'm glad writers don't write real life, because, like, there'd be just people dying for no reason because they bore them.
Isn't that what's happened on the show the last couple of episodes?
I'm just saying, I'm glad it's not what happens in, like, reality. Like, oh my God, Daryl, you're boring me. I'm just going to write you out of existence.
I can't write Tyrese hitting somebody with a hammer one more time. You know what? Let's write him to, he going to forget to close the door and check. And then we'll have, oh, Beth, I'm tired of her just looking at everybody smiling all the time. Let me write her.
And then they just kill people left and right. That's just not the right thing to do. So, any last thoughts, guys, since you all are grumpy and you want everybody to die and you don't want anybody to shower and you're not excited about anything, like,
dirty.
Last thoughts, Stephanie?
I still have faith that this is going somewhere. I'm hoping that they take it somewhere else so that I'm surprised and that I'm not bored.
Oh, dear.
But I totally have faith in the writers. They've done that before, so fingers crossed.
All right. Daryl?
I hope they all turn into vampires and they crack each other's necks.
Oh, my God. You know what? Ugh. Eric, last thought.
No, I'm just glad they made it to the DC area, because weeks or months ago, I wasn't sure if they were ever going to get out of Georgia, wasn't clear, but now they are, and so I'm fine. I'm cool. You know, just keep going. I'm not grumpy at all right now, and it's fine. It's good. Things are good.
All right, guys. Well, we will let you know what we think when the episodes progress, and we'll get back with you on that. That's our show. We love your feedback. Give us a call at 773-336-2686. We love your feedback on our website, and you can go to scifipartyline.com and leave your comments there, or on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and Stitcher Radio. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
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 Okay, Carl says he is just mad. Oh my God, we need to put him out of his misery.
He's mad because it's his birthday.
Yeah, and he's old and
he's
like
a woman.
Well, join the club.
He's
old
and he's a woman.
Wait. First Bruce Jenner and now Carl. What's going on?
I know. Oh my God. Nobody saw it coming.
Nobody saw it coming.
You people. Okay, we're going to do this Walking Dead. We're trying not to make it long so I can put it up immediately. I might try that. You know how. Shut up, Daryl.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, did you hear he laughed at me about putting it up immediately?
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
I hate you. I don't like you.
Didn't you put up the Christmas show last week?
Shut up. Shut up.
I'm sorry.
End of line.